Robert and friends, can I say what a privilege it is to be here? And I come here today to affirm your values, to celebrate your cause, and to thank you for the work that you do in churches and mosques all around our country, in synagogues and schools, with young and old, rich and poor, gay and straight, people who were born here and born many miles away, people who have come together because you believe in the world as it should be, not just the world as it is. Today, I applaud your work. And let me tell you what I believe. I believe in a faith. I believe in a faith I learnt from my parents. They were refugees persecuted by the Nazis. The experience taught them about adversity and how to overcome it. And then they taught me. They taught me that when you see an injustice, you shouldn't just get angry, you should do something about it. That we should all do something about it. Friends, my faith is not a religious faith, but many, many people who have a religious faith will recognize it. It is a faith that says that good people can overcome injustice. It is a faith that tells me that change is made not simply by politicians, not mainly by politicians, but by people. People who come together. And above all, it is a faith that tells me we don't only look to those at the top of society for solutions, but that we can find wisdom and strength from the people all around us. And it is a faith, friends, that I see in the work you do, day in, day out, week in, week out. And it is a faith that informs who I am and what I am fighting for at this election. I'm fighting for all the young people in our country who worry they'll have a worse life than their parents, because I believe in the principle that every young person should have a better life than their parents. So to all those young people here and across the country, I say your cause is my cause. We will guarantee apprenticeships for you and a reduction in tuition fees. Friends, I'm fighting for all those people on 0 hours contracts who say that a text message at 6 a.m. is not the right way to tell you whether you have work that day. Your cause is my cause. And with a Labour government, there'll be a regular contract, not a 0 hours contract. I'm fighting for all the low-paid workers in this audience doing two jobs or three jobs who can't afford the bills. Because I believe that the hard work of everybody, not just those who get the six-figure bonuses, should be rewarded in our country. And that's why we'll raise the minimum wage to £8 an hour, and we will fight as part of our government for a living wage in our country. Friends, I'm fighting for all those people renting their homes from landlords who rip you off, and those who can't afford to buy a home. I say your cause is my cause, and we will cap rent rises with 3-year tenancies and drive out the fly-by-night landlords. And friends, I'm fighting for all the staff and patients who fear the privatisation, downgrading and denigration of our NHS. Because I believe the NHS is the most precious institution of our country. I say your mission is my mission. And we face a big choice on Thursday about the future of our National Health Service. We will be fighting against a Conservative plan for deeper cuts, privatisation, and a plan which would undermine the NHS as we know it. And I will spend the last 72 hours of this campaign fighting to rescue our NHS from the grave danger posed by David Cameron. 1 minute. Friends, that's why your fight is my fight. Your struggle is my struggle. Your vision is my vision. Let's put working people first. Let's change the country together. Thank you very much.